Don't take it so hard, kid. Jede macht eine kleine Dummheit. That's German for everyone makes a little dumbness. Schaefer. I tell you, I can't escape a feeling, well, of evil about this. Balderdash, my boy, we're scientists, pure scientists, disinterested research, and damned him who cries whole too much. Such people are no better than party poopers. Schaefer. Yes, 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 of course, and yet I can't get that stench out of my lungs. Benway. None of us can. Never smelled anything remotely like it. Where was I? Oh, yes. What would be the result of administering curare plus iron lung during acute mania? Possibly the subject, unable to discharge his tensions in motor activity, would succumb on the spot like a jungle rat. Interesting course of death, that, wouldn't it? Yes? Schaefer's not listening. You know, he says impulsively, I think I'll go back to plain old-fashioned surgery. The human body is scandalously inefficient. Instead of a mouth and an anus to get out of order, why not have one all-purpose hole to eat and eliminate? We could seal up the nose and the mouth, fill in the stomach, make an air hole direct into the lungs where it would have been in the first place. Benway, why not one all-purpose blob? Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig? Farting out words. It was unlike anything I've ever heard. This ass talk had a sort of gut frequency. Hit you right down there like you gotta go. You know, when the old colon gives you an elbow and it's sort of cold outside, and you know all you have to do is just turn it loose. Well, this talking hit you right down there, a bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. A sound you could smell. Oh, this man, he worked for a carnival, you dig, and to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act, you know, real funny. Funny too at first. He had a number he called the Better Roll. That was a scream, I tell you. I forget most of it, but it was clever, like, oh, I say, are you still down there, old thing? Nah, I had to go relieve myself. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go in without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then it developed sort of teeth-like, little raspy, incurving hooks, and started eating. He thought this was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. It would get drunk too and have crying jags. Nobody loved it and it wanted to be kissed same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time, day and night. You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up and beating it with his fist and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good, and the asshole said to him, it's you'll shut up in the end, not me, because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit. After that, he began waking up in the morning with a transparent, jelly-like, like a tadpole's tail, all over his mouth. This jelly was what the scientists call UNDT, undifferentiated tissue, which can grow into any kind of flesh on the human body. He would tear it off his mouth, and the pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly, and grow there, grow anywhere on him, a glob of it fell. So finally his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneous. Did you know there's a condition that occurs in parts of Africa, and only among Negroes, where the little toe amputates spontaneously? Except for the eyes, you dig. That's one thing the asshole couldn't do, you see. It needed eyes. But nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied, so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped in the skull, sealed off. For a while, you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. Then finally, the brain must have died, because the eyes went out, and there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye on the end of a stalk. That's the sex that passes the censor, squeezes through bureaus, because there's always a space between, in popular songs, in grade B movies, giving away the basic American rottenness, spurting out like breaking boils, throwing out globs of that UNDT to fall anywhere and grow into some degenerate, cancerous life form, reproducing at a hideous, random image. Some would be entirely made of penis-like erectile tissue, others viscera, barely covered over with skin, clusters of three and four eyes together, crisscross of mouth and asshole, human parts shaken around and poured out any way they fell.